get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Just a sad reality. There's sometimes that there's things that you want when you were a kid for Christmas or even as you were growing up, and you thought for sure you were going to get it. Christmas morning comes and it's not under the tree, or you're not getting it.
Yeah, that's what actually makes the year when you do get that surprise so amazing. You remember that too, right? But you're right.
It's Anna and Raven. A lot of kids are not getting that PlayStation 5 this year. Not because parents don't want it or whatever. It's just that they can't get it. And Santa Claus only has so many. And it's like an issue right now in the North Pole, too.
Listen, this is why you got to be ready to arm wrestle somebody in the line. But we all remember that there was a time.
You just didn't get it.
It just didn't show up.
Right. What was the number one thing that you wanted for Christmas that you didn't get, Raven?
Well, here's the thing, Anna. When I was very young, I got Atari before I knew that I wanted it, right? Like, it showed up on Christmas and it was still a surprise. I had kind of heard about it, but not actually played. Years later, though, I had been schooled as a connoisseur in arcade action at that point, and now I wanted Super Nintendo. All my friends got it. All of them. I never got it. Not even the year after everybody else had it. Guess what?
Yep.
I still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Still never got Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
No explanation why whatsoever. If I wanted to duck hunt, I had to go 9 condos up to my buddy's house. Terrible.
Oh, I think about it now, and I'm like, how dumb. But remember when car phones first became very popular?
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted a car phone. I was 12. I was 12 years old. I didn't have a car.
Right.
I didn't drive. I was a child.
You were ahead of the game, though. You just wanted an iPhone.
Now I look back on it, and it's like it's kind of the same thing when, like, you know, kids want their first iPhone. But to me, I was like, I was thinking ahead. I go, if we could put a phone in the car,
right?
Why can't I have one in my room?
Right.
Yeah.
And why you can just carry the one from the car into your room?
Right. I thought for sure, because I kept saying it to my mom and dad. I'm like, you know, I could get me a car phone and I could set it up. I remember like seeing like the black box that would go in the cars, and I put it right in my room.
It seemed plausible to you that they would actually consider it.
I'll never forget it. Christmas morning, being like, wait a minute.
Where's my car phone? Crying in the corner, looking at it. You know, I do remember that year or the year after that I wanted Nintendo so bad. I think I cried to my grandmother about it. She bought me a system called Vectrex, which nobody had ever seen and nobody had ever heard. I thought that it was some knockoff from a store. I got rid of that thing. It was like very basic. I saw that on eBay the other day for $2,600.
Oh, see?
And I just tossed it in the trash.
Right. She was just trying her best. She got a little confused on what you wanted.
I mean, I didn't toss it in the trash that day. I kept it for a decade. But you know what I mean.
We asked on our Facebook page, what gift did you always want as a kid but you never got, even on Hanukkah or Christmas? Let's see. Meredith wrote a real diamond tiara.
Well, Princess Di, everybody watched it, right?
Yeah. Marilyn said a dog. Oh, that's always the worst when you want a puppy for Christmas and then you don't get that. I know, I get that. Let's see. Belligerent Hippie wrote a lifetime subscription to Nat Geo. You could get that for yourself now. Why not?
You want me to pay for that, fascist?
Oh, Jamie said a Barbie dream house. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I remember that. What did you want when you were a kid or even as you were growing up that you thought for sure you were going to get it under the tree and then it just never came? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It's just the honest truth. Sometimes you don't get what you want for Christmas, and it has nothing to do on whether you are naughty or nice.
Do you still keep track of the years that you didn't get the thing that you were actually after as an adult?
Not really. I think it's Anna and Raven. I've gotten to the point now where I don't really expect anything. So when I do get something, it just feels extra special, I guess.
Oh, yeah, right. You expect disappointment. I hear you.
Yeah, okay. Kind of, you know. As long as the kids make me something and that's it, everybody's healthy. I know that's like the cliche thing to say, but as long as everybody's healthy, it's fine. But I remember growing up, there's certain times where you didn't get what you wanted. And that comes up because now a lot of kids are not getting that PS5 this year. And a lot of adults that asked for it. There's just not enough. It's sold out. Even Santa Claus said he's having a hard time with this.
Thanks, COVID.
When you look back on your life, what was the one thing you wanted for Christmas that you didn't get and you still remember? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
I wanted my husband to propose to me. I wanted it to be a Christmas proposal. I opened the box that he gave me, and it was a Pandora charm for my bracelet.
Oh, no. I mean, like, yeah. A Pandora charm is beautiful, don't get me wrong, but yeah. But it's not an engagement ring.
No, it's not.
Did you ever let him live that down?
No.
Did he know that you were going to be upset?
I think you'd have to ask him that.
I'm going to guess that means yes, and if he didn't know, he found out soon after.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What'd you ask for Christmas that you never got?
I always really wanted a BB gun, but my mom refused to get one for me. My dad always used to promise that he'd get it for me, but he never followed through. I think he was just scared of my mom.
Right. For a while, every time a Christmas story would come on, he would get that glint and say, you know what? I am going to do it. I'm going to make my manly decision. I'm not even going to consult her. And then they would go to the mall together, and he would follow 3 feet behind her and just carry the bags that she handed him. And when he pointed it out and laughed, she would shoot him a glance, and he would stay silent the rest of the night.
That's really in detail.
Whoa, you must have been there.
Yeah.
It's my life. It's my life.
Did you ever get one ever, like when you became an adult, or no?
Nope. Never got one.
Well, hold out hope, because maybe Santa's coming this year.
It's right around the corner. You never know. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you ask for Christmas that you didn't get?
Well, I remember being 13, and all I wanted was New Kids on the Block tickets. You know, like, all of my friends were going, and I thought, for sure, my parents were going to get the tickets for me to go to. Christmas morning came, and nope, no tickets. I was so heartbroken. The worst part was that I was, you know, hearing all my friends talk about the concert the next day after the concert, and I was just sitting there, like, silent.
Mm-hmm. Right. It didn't just hurt on Christmas morning. It hurt all year.
Yeah, it was like 6 months later.
Right,
yeah.
Concerts in September. You just hated your whole life that year.
Counting down the days for all your friends to go to the show that you're not going to. Oh, that does stink.
Right.
Yeah, and then they came back with T-shirts and, like, it was the best night of their lives.
Here's the thing. If we ever go to concerts again and NKOTB goes on the road, I'm going to keep you information. I'm going to send you tickets.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No, you're not.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file at diabetes care for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.